The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, since the end of July, start of August, many journalists have been aware of allegations that the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, was being accused by some of being the man who leaked the information from Cabinet originally about the intended appointment of Catherine Zappone to this UN gig. Because there was no proof of it, nobody reported it. You have to have proof before you put something in a newspaper or broadcast it on the radio, particularly something as sensitive about as alleging that a particular minister had deliberately leaked information, which was, of course, embarrassing to some people. But there is a thing called Doyle privilege as well, which means that things can be said inside in the Doyle that wouldn't be said outside. Well, though, it is also the case that once they're said in the Doyle, then we're in a position where we can report on that. So let's hear what the Sinn Féin TD Matt Carthy had to say about Simon Harris in the Doyle last night.
The Taoiseach will remember on day one told us to move on. Minister Coveney himself went on the radio and arrogantly told the media not to create new stories. Rather than dealing with the debacle, Fine Gael were running a sting operation to expose that Simon Harris had leaked the appointment from the Cabinet meeting, because that is how business is done.
OK, Philip Ryan, political editor of the Irish Independent, tell us about this alleged sting operation within Fine Gael, because this was also something that was the talk of a lot of political and media circles over the last couple of months.
It was indeed, Matt, and it first emerged back in early August in a piece in Miriam Lord's column in the Irish Times, where it talked about this sting operation that was set up by a junior minister trying to somewhat entrap a cabinet minister into finding out that they were the leak of this story. Or a leak in some description, and the sting was quite simplistic in a way. At the same time, it's hard to see how it proved anything, but how the story went was this junior minister told the senior minister that they'd just been on a local radio station and they'd been asked about the phone affair and they didn't know what to say, or they were critical of it or something along these lines. And then the junior minister who had said this, who had not been on a radio, that was the point, he had not been on a local radio station, he was then contacted by a journalist, supposedly, and been asked about this appearance on the radio station. And this, according to how the story goes, was the proof of a leak, which I'm not sure how that proves too much, really, anyway.
So the implication being that the senior minister to whom Patrick O'Donovan had spoken had then tipped off that journalist who rang Patrick O'Donovan to find out what they'd said on the radio.
This is it, yes. So and then the implications being that presumably the same minister, in this case, obviously, we're talking about the Higher Education Minister, Simon Harris, of course, who denies all this, was then responsible for all the leaking to this journalist or about this topic.
Not exactly conclusive proof, is it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't really prove anything that a minister told a journalist that another minister was on radio. I don't know what that proves at all. But it seems that the more malicious side of it is that then this was reported back to the tarnish that the leader of the party, Leo Varadkar, was told about this by the junior minister, Patrick O'Donovan, is how the story goes. And as far as I understand, Patrick O'Donovan has told colleagues about this and is somewhat proud of it as a way to rumble another colleague. And that's kind of the basis of the rumour, and it is what it is. Like, it's a bit of tittle-tattle that...
Well, it is, but I want to play another bit of audio. We've a couple of other pieces I want to play. This is from the Doyle today, where Taoiseach Leo Varadkar responded to a question from Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty asking if Varadkar had discussed the allegations.
What happened in the Doyle yesterday was wrong. What Deputy Carthy did yesterday was an abuse of privilege to make an allegation against a member of the Cabinet based on rumour and no evidence whatsoever. I have no evidence that particular leak which you referred to was done by a Cabinet member. It wasn't even accurate, it wasn't correct, or at least it wasn't entirely correct. I've yet to see any evidence to that effect, but that didn't matter to Deputy Carthy. He came in here anyway, he'd heard a rumour, he abused his privilege as a member of the House to make an allegation against another member of the House, and I hope that the Committee on Procedures and Privileges will examine this matter.
And let's hear a little bit of what Simon Harris has had to say about this today.
Deputy Carty has now asserted on the National Airways that he stood up in Dáil Éireann yesterday without any evidence whatsoever, without talking to his party leader, without talking to the Taoiseach or the Taoiseach, without any evidence, and made comments that I think if they were said outside of here, they would be defamatory. Deputy Carty did yesterday was a misuse of Dáil privilege.
OK, so Philip Ryan, did Matt Carthy have any evidence to back up what he said, or was he just basically repeating the same rumours that you and I and many others had heard?
I think he was doing exactly that, Matt. He went out there and he was on the News at One earlier today, and he was asked those type of questions. How does he know about this, and what did he do about this? He was concerned before the debate about leaking from cabinet, etc. And he said he'd done nothing. He hadn't told anyone about it. He hadn't complained about it. He said his only basis was for the detail of it was what he described as something that was general knowledge or common knowledge around Leinster Head, and that was his basis for the whole thing to say that this thing operation had been brought up. Now it is been something that's been discussed, and it's discussed at the Fine Gael parliamentary think-in down in Mead earlier this week, and it is something that's been doing the rounds. There's been stories printed about it. We have everybody today, Minister Harris, Minister Pascal Donoghue as well, saying they'd never heard of anything to do with the scheme or have no knowledge about it. But then at the same time, you know, like this is out here now, and we still haven't heard from Patrick O'Donovan, of course, but Simon Harris has been out and he's given his side of the story. But Patrick O'Donovan hasn't said anything, and we have tried to contact him to see how he feels about all this and becoming engulfed in this the latest round of the Catherine's Opponent controversy, but we haven't got anything just yet.
Is Simon Harris and or Fine Gael likely to bring a complaint to the Standards and Public Office or one of those bodies? Because what can it do about Matt Carty's use of Dáil privilege? Dáil privilege is there, isn't it, not to be interfered with the freedom of speech, even if some people feel that it isn't used correctly.
Yeah, it is there for, you know, for unique situations where a TD wants to put something on a public forum that hasn't been able to get out there, that you know, the media ourselves are constrained by defamation laws and things like that, and they use the Dáil to put something out there. We've seen it in the past about various different other issues.
Famously, Catherine Murphy did it in recent years in relation to Dennis O'Brien's financial dealings in relation to Siteserve and IBRC. And I think he tried to stop that, but actually said, but the privilege of TDs to make statements is almost sacrosanct, isn't it?
Well, that's it. And it's good that we have institutions like that and that our TDs do have certain freedoms that allow them to discuss things like that in the Dáil that can be thoroughly debated and put on the record of the House and then in some ways allows us to as the media to put them out there as well and give the information to the public. Whether internal sting operations or rumours of sting operations in Fine Gael reach that benchmark, I'm not too sure. The Ken Corla may or may not be asked to look into it. Simon Harris today said he was seriously considering asking the Ken Corla to look into this and the Procedures Committee. Look, will Fine Gael want to drag this out any longer? I don't really think so. They might want to just kind of brush this one under the carpet and get on with whatever next on the Dáil business.
What a mess. Philip Ryan, political editor of Independent Newspapers, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.